Lucy Edwards is an award-winning blind presenter, content creator and disability activist, who's usually accompanied by her guide dog, Miss Molly. Her new book, Ella Jones vs. the Sun Stealer, is narrated by Sarah Ovens.
The man hears the ancient chest in the cave shake before he sees it. The rattling sound of the heavy chain that has held it closed for centuries echoes off the walls. He spins round to watch the golden glow trapped within the chest escape through the cracks of the lid, filling the dark cave with a dim, wobbling light. A wicked grin breaks across his face.
Sarah Ovens reading from Ella Jones versus The Sun Stealer by my guest, Lucy Edwards. The full interview with Lucy will be in a future edition of Read On. But during our chat, I asked her how it felt to be a new RNIB ambassador.
I'm so excited about that. Honestly, I think last year was very much a moment for me where I was advocating about the right to vote as a blind person, and that video did really well off the back of Tom coming to my house. Tom is a fabulous staff member at the RNIB that deals with the Electoral Commission and accessible voting. And, you know, we had a great chat about all of the different, you know, kit that's available to people, and I wanted to do that video in collaboration, and we put out that RNIB link to really get people to say, you know, what would be better when you vote and how do you vote now, and, you know, kind of that fact finding. And then, you know, I did a video on e-bikes and really advocating for the fact that we can't hear e-bikes, and they're all over the road and the street clutter. And I think for me, those two campaigns really just drove my kind of appetite to want to really make that relationship kind of official. And I know that with Ella Jones versus the Sun Stealer, RNIB really being at the forefront of doing the Braille copy and knowing that it was being announced, and then also the collaboration with amazing Betsy, who's 11 years old, who was in my launch video on my all across my social media. Andrew at the social media team was just really, really great in getting that you know, connection started. And, you know, I want to collaborate with more people within the community. And you know, after doing this story, Ella Jones versus the Sun Stealer, I'm just like, well, let's collaborate with more young people and have their voices heard. And yeah, as you can see, I'm very excited.
With Miss Bowles, have you ever had a taxi refusal?
I have. Oh, it's mainly with Olga, actually, my first guide dog. It was a lot. I had to take a taxi driver to court. I was standing outside law school, and there was a few moments where either one drove off, which I took him to court, and then I have actually been spat at and sworn at in several different occasions with Olga. And then with Miss Moles, it's mainly refusals to restaurants these days. I went to a sushi restaurant, naming no names, but I was very distressed when they refused us there. So it's just constant, really. It's just... It's awful, isn't it? Because it's almost like you change your behaviours in order to kind of not have that happen. And I find myself doing that all the time to avoid the conflict, which you shouldn't have to do. But yeah, it's really lovely, because for me, I just kind of just say, you know, I bring Miss Molly to places where I'm having meetings in London. The train tends to be okay. And then once I'm in the meeting, people know that I'm obviously meeting them with a guide dog. So it's a lot better than, and then I try and go to chain restaurants, really, to try and combat that, which I haven't really had problems with in coffee shops. So, yeah.
Now, we heard a clip at the start of narrator Sarah Ovens reading from Ella Jones versus the Sun Stealer. Did you have any choice in the narrator?
Yes, I did. Scholastic gave me several different narrators to choose from, and we were kind of talking about the speed and the tone, and it was really great because, I don't know, I think I really connected with Sarah's voice. I think it's quite playful, but also very just perfect for the story. In the serious moment, she's serious, and she does the voices amazing. I don't know if you've heard her voice for Finn. It's everything.
And of course, narration is something you've got experience in, because you narrated your first book, Blind Not Broken. How was that?
I did. I didn't know how I was going to do that initially, But they actually, Octopus actually hired an actor who was my publisher for that book, to basically talk at a certain beat per minute. And then it was in my headphones, and I wore like my AirPods underneath the big studio headphones, and I just spoke and spoke and spoke. And then I had my producer on the other end, and he just said, "Oh, go back, do that again." And I felt like a cyborg at some moments, but also you have to kind of rev your brain to kind of go into a different mode of like listening and then speaking and then talking all simultaneously. It was quite a challenge, but I really enjoyed doing that, and I think that was so important to be in my voice because it was very much, about my story. But for this, I loved working with a voiceover artist because it's a children's book that has so many different voices. I just thought, oh, a professional at this kind of thing is just insane.
Thanks again to Lucy Edwards. That full interview can be heard on Read On, which debuts every Friday at 1 p.m. and is always available as a podcast. Just search for RNIB Read On in your favourite podcast app.